could easily get re-injured. I tripped a lot out there. Thank God I didn't twist it again or anything like that. But as long as I don't think about it while I'm playing, I should be fine.
Derrick Rose talking about his injury that he suffered in the first preseason game.
You just perked up over there.
Just kind of like, like almost threw
the thought
up
of Derrick Rose being injured is really one that I don't even want to contemplate.
Let's welcome in Vinny Del Negro, the head coach of the Chicago Bulls. Hi, Vinny. How are you today?
How's it going? Good.
We're good. I'll be really good if Derrick Rose is good. Please tell me that this won't be a lingering issue for weeks into the season.
Well, we don't know that. I mean, it's kind of a unique injury in where it is on his ankle and. He's practiced the last couple days, a little bit sore, take some water, loosen it up a little bit, still has some inflammation in there. It's getting better every day, but with the scheduling and the pounding that he takes, for games and practice, we're just gonna have to monitor this and be smart about it and look at big picture other than just, the first couple games.
And Vinny, with that said, will that mean that you'll limit his minutes early on just to kind of see where he's at?
Well, I want to see where he's at in practice, and luckily we have a couple more days of practice. I want to see how he's feeling this morning and tomorrow morning and go from there. So, it'll really depend on how he feels and the flow of the game and how things are going from that aspect. He missed a lot of time, so he's a little rusty out there and trying to pick up some things that were put in that, when he was out, but, he'll be fine eventually. Just going to take a little time.
Vinny Del Negro joining us on ESPN 1000. Entering your second season as Bulls coach, there's one thing you can pinpoint. What are you most concerned about regarding your basketball team?
I don't know if there's one thing. I think in general, we need to continually improve defensively and rebound the basketball. We should be able to rebound the ball better just from a size standpoint. We have more depth this year. So I would think, our focus so far has been defense and rebounding, and I see some improvement there. We're still not where we need to be, but in ball movement on the offensive end. So if we can get better defensively, if we can rebound the ball better, and then we can share the basketball and move the ball from strong to weak, we have enough players and enough scores and things to, I think, be effective at both ends.
Well, what was the defensive thing, and I was disappointed as a Bulls fan in the defense last year. Is that a want thing or is that a system thing? How does that exactly improve?
Probably a little bit of both. A little bit of a want thing, a little bit of a system thing, a little bit of a player personnel thing, I don't know if you can pinpoint one area, but, we were obviously built more, I think, to score last year. I think this year we have a little bit more balance and a little bit more size. And I think we're focusing in on certain things that we can be a little bit better at, and I think that's what we've done. So probably a little bit of everything there.
Are you approaching anything differently? Are you going about your business any differently than you did in your first year as a head coach?
Well, it's different from a standpoint of, the players know what's expected. I know the players and the personalities and what works and what doesn't work a little bit better. So there's a familiarity and some type of continuity coming into camp, and we didn't make that many changes. Obviously, we're trying to add two rookies and another veteran guy in Pargo. But other than that, the core of our team basically stayed together. We have Brad Miller and John Salmons from day one instead of, adding a trade deadline. So that's been a positive. So I think from that standpoint, we're far ahead of where we were last year, and now it's a matter of putting the work in on a daily basis in practice and getting results and taking what we do in practice to the games and getting good results.
Vinny Del Negro, Bulls coach, joining us, Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000. Here's one thing that I'm concerned about, and I asked you that question, what you're concerned about. For the last 10 years since Jordan has retired, the Bulls have gotten off to slow starts in the first 2 months. I don't know if the Bulls have ever been over 500 at New Year's because of the circus trip, tough schedule, but you said you're ahead of things. Luol Deng said the other day, we could lose a bunch of games early. Do you want your players saying that? And how important is the quick start?
I mean, I think it's way overblown, to be totally honest with you. I mean, of course you want to win every game, of course that, but I was most pleased last year with handling the adversity, handling the injuries, handling all the things we had to do, came together as a team at the right time and ended up having a solid year. So, we're trying to build on that from last year. I think, the mentality is your mentality is to go in and try to win every game. But that doesn't happen. Other teams are trying to win games too, and we do have a difficult schedule. So, would we like to start off strong? Of course, every team would like to start off strong. I'm more concerned about us getting better on a daily basis So when our schedule does break, or we get on a little bit of a roll, or we get into some type of rhythm, then we can, you know, we can get our wins there. So it's not an easy process. There's no perfect answer to it. Of course, you'd like to get off to a great start, but I think, you know, we get off to a great start and then we end up not improving and we struggle at the end of the season. I think that's far worse than not building and getting better as the season goes on with a young team trying to develop a second year point guard, trying to get these big guys better, trying to incorporate a rookie or two. So I look at the big picture other than just a game at a time. That old cliche, I look at the big picture and how we can improve overall.
Speaking of the big picture and Luol Deng, how confident are you that he will be healthy and he will pick up a lot of the scoring void that is left by the departure of Ben Gordon?
Well, I don't think two things. One, Luol hasn't missed a practice, hasn't missed a game, so health-wise, he's fine. Now, how long that continues, no one knows that, or he could be healthy for the rest of his career, or, you know, he could... Obviously, we don't want him hurt, but things happen. It's a physical game. So, but he's been fantastic. He'll pick up some of the scoring we lost from Ben, but I don't expect him to pick up all of it. I expect him to play hard at both ends. He's one of our captains, lead by example, uses versatility, guard well, rebound the ball, and do things that he's capable of doing, not try to do things he's not. So, Luol will fill his role, fill his void, and I'm just happy to have him back. He gives us more size. He gives us some scoring. Some versatility and all those things help.
How difficult is it at time to balance Tyrus Thomas, his energy and the positives that he brings, and at other times the negatives and him getting out of control?
You know, that's part of it. You know, every player is different. Every player has different personalities, different habits, and you know, we're just trying to get Tyrus in a good place where he brings that type of athleticism and energy on a consistent basis, because he's a game changer when he does that. That's a learning process, and that's something that I monitor on a daily basis, and something Tyrus works at all the time. So, he was in here this morning. Practice is until 10:45, and he's in here already down there shooting. So, he takes it seriously. He's had a good summer. He got a little injured in preseason, but we need him to have a good year, a consistent year. With everything he brings to the table.
I've always heard that he's a hard worker, but is he mature enough, Vinny?
Well, I mean, you know, like I said, everybody's personality is different. He had a good, like I said, a productive summer. He knows what he needs to do, and now he just needs to go do it on a consistent basis. You know, luckily we have Brad Miller now. Taj Gibson, a rookie, has played well for us and have confidence in him. So we have other bodies, and Tyrus knows what he needs to do. And, he'll go out there and play hard for us, and we'll work from there.
Vinny Del Negro joining us on ESPN 1000. So Waddle and I were wondering what you would say to the question regarding wins and placement. I mean, do you have like a goal in mind? I mean, 50 wins, fourth in the conference. Is there some? Do you put numbers on that sort of thing, Vinny?
You know, I don't. You know, because you know that's for all you guys to figure out. I really, to be honest with you, I look at how we can improve every day, how we can get better every day, how we can develop these young guys and consistently improve in a lot of areas. And if we do that, those things usually take care of themselves. You know, if I put a number out there and I'm high or I'm low or whatever, it doesn't do me a benefit to me or anybody else for that matter. And like I said, we start off great. We finish poorly. We start off, terrible, and we end up finishing well. Like I always said, we're going to add them up at the end and see where we're at. And I feel confident in this group. I like where we're at. We do have a tough schedule. We do have to stay together. We have to stay healthy. But, I expect us to compete at a high level and win games.
Fair to say that you need to improve every game? You're still getting better as a head coach?
Oh, no question. No question about it. I mean, you can be doing this job for 10, 20 years, and you're always trying to improve. I know enough coaches, played for enough coaches, talked to enough coaches that say, you never get this thing. You know, you make one decision, and it's right. You make another one, it's wrong. And it's just so many quick decisions, so many things that come at you, but I have a great experienced assistant staff behind me, and it's a learning process. There's no question about it. But my job is to get better, and my job is to put the players in areas where they can succeed.
D Rose at the end of the game, Vinny.
Why do you say that?
Because he's your best player.
What does that mean, though?
Well, that means he's your best player.
Why do you say that, though?
You don't think Derrick Rose is your best player?
Yeah, he's my best player, but he's still young. He's still growing. His confidence is a big thing in this game. Statistically, Derrick at the end of games last year wasn't our most productive player.
But when you win a championship, he's got to be. And this is the way he learns, by being on the court when the game's on the line. You don't agree with that?
Well, I agree with that, but do you think we're ready to win a championship with all these young guys?
This is the learning ground right now.
Yeah, okay. Well, you keep doing your job. I'll work on mine.
All right.
We'll work on it.
Just my tip there, Vinny.
Yeah.
I want to see, as a Bulls fan, I want to see D. Rose at the end of the game.
Yeah, he's in there.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Vinny.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Well, boy, that took a turn for the worst.
Oh, that escalated quickly.
I was just kind of like joking around, you know. I thought it went actually well. Derrick Rose is your best player. Should be on the floor at the end of the game, yes?
I think so.
Okay. I just want to make sure. All right. Let's talk about that next. Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
ESPN 1000 Sports Center.
9:23, I'm Jason Belenky with SportsCenter, brought to you by...